Welcome, dear listeners, to the Glenmora United Pentecostal Church podcast. We're delighted to bring you messages of faith, hope, and love directly from our sanctuary to wherever you are. Each sermon, we aim to inspire, challenge, and encourage your spiritual journey. Remember, these messages aren't just for you. They're for everyone. Sharing our podcast with friends and family is a powerful and simple way to spread the word. Together, we can inspire more hearts and touch more souls. So as you listen today, we hope you'll find a message that moves you and consider passing it along to someone else. Let's all play our part in bringing the light of God's love into the world. Let's get started with today's sermon.
Let's worship him together right now. Come on, with your hands, with your hearts, with your voice. How about 30 seconds of high praise? My dream is to be in an apostolic service where the praise rivals what's going on in heaven. That's my ultimate goal. God, when I reach that, go ahead and take me. I want to see the miraculous power of the Lord flowing in the house, flowing in the house, flowing in the house. Come on, clap your hands, shout unto God. Raise it up just a little bit high. Amen, amen, amen. You don't have to go far. I'm going to attempt the Guinness Book of World Records shortest sermon tonight, and I need you to witness it. You don't have to run to your seat. You don't have, because you're going to run up to this altar here in just a few moments. But I want you to go with me to Matthew, the 20th chapter, verse 13. I want to read a couple of scriptures to you. I want to give you a quick point that the Lord gave me for you to impart to you. And then we're going to let God do what only God can do. We're going to let God minister tonight. We're going to let God have his way tonight. I feel an unction in the Holy Ghost. I feel an unction in the presence of the Lord. Good to see you guests who are worshiping with us. God bless you. Didn't this praise team do an amazing job? I was standing there in awe at how amazing they sounded, how anointed they are. We're so blessed in this church. So blessed in this church. Matthew 20, verse 13, but he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last." Everybody say that with me. For the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. If you will give me 5 minutes, I may stretch it to 6. Look at your neighbor and say, God can turn it around. If you believe that, give him praise right now just for a moment. Oh, God can turn it around. Anybody believe that? That God can turn it around. Turn it around, Lord. You may be seated for a moment. I said, God, how can the last be first and the first be last? Now, I've never heard this before. You may have, but I haven't. By their very nature, they are what they are based on their positioning. He's just first. And he's just last. The only quality that identifies them is where they are in the sequence. He's just first, and he's just last.
Been here when Isaac was here.
No name.
Like 2 weeks ago.
They're not identified by name. Not one of them is given a name. They had a name, but their name was not important. No house. They probably had a house, but their house is not the identifying factor. No car. Well, you know that's the guy that drives the Oldsmobile or the Ford F-150. That's not how they are identified. Just one is first and one is last. The only quality is that one is at the front of the line and one is at the back of the line. One is first, and one is last. No names, no lineage, no family history, no financial records, no criminal background, no credit scores, nothing, no other identifying factors, just this. One is in the front, and the other is in the back. We categorize, we rank, we identify, we associate people. We use all kinds of nomenclature and terminology to determine a person's place in this world. But in this particular analogy, Jesus distills and condenses and refines all the types of characteristics that you could use to qualify people. And he uses just one thing to identify and define them. Where are they positioned? First and last. Isn't that life? Someone is always first, and someone, unfortunately, is always last. Unfortunately, Jesus is telling us that even in his kingdom, there is this kind of positioning that sometimes in living for God, everything attached to me and everything connected to me has the appearance and screams out, I'm at the back of the line and I'm last. If I'm honest, I can identify with the man who sat at the pool for decades. Every time, Jesus, I try to be first, somebody gets in the water before I do. I've been in last place for over 30 years. In the process of time, I started with help, but now I've lost all my help. The people that used to believe in me have trickled out and vanished. No one is left to help me to get in the water. I am last. I've always been last, and I've just resigned myself to the fact that I'll always be last.
Yeah, he likes it that way.
Are you with me right now? But there's a powerful little lesson here for all of us, that sometimes it's about nothing else but where my life has positioned me. I'm at the end of the line. But if this positioning is the only qualifying metric that defines me, then when you move them, everything changes. What was the song they just sang? Everything is changing now. I want to tell you in this story that God only has to do one thing in order to change the entire outcome. When you move them, everything changes. the nature of who they've been identified has changed. Now, I identified three young men. They're going to run up real quick and help me. Quickly, quickly, wake up, thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. All right. This is the best way that I can explain what Jesus is getting ready to do. All right. You're first in line. You're second in line. You're last. Okay, this is very simple. We have a line. We have the head of the line, and we have the back of the line. I always wanted to be first, but in school, they always went alphabetically. And G comes behind A, B, C, D, E, and F. And so I was never in a line my whole life in school where I was first. I said, God, what are you trying to show me? How can I go from being the tail to being the head? How can I go from being the end to the beginning? And God said, all I have to do. All God has to do in my life, Kim, is just turn it around. Are you getting it yet? That's the message. The Holy Ghost sent me to tell you that whatever's going on in your life, you don't need a miracle. You don't need $1 million. All you need is the hand of God to turn it around. Are you with me right now? See, I don't care where you're standing right now. It doesn't take a year. It doesn't take a week. And it doesn't take a lifetime. See, I don't care where you're standing. I don't care what you're going through. God told me to tell you from this moment on, mark it, tag it, put a pin in it. From this moment on, it's only going to get better because God's getting ready to... I said, God, what's going to get better? He said, serving me can only get better. Worshiping me can only get better. I'm in the valley right now, but all God's got to do is turn it around, and I can go from being in the valley to being on the... It can only get better. Worshiping me can only get better. The pain I'm in right now can only get better. The valley I'm in right now can only get better. Tomorrow won't get worse. It can only get better for a worshiper. It can only get better because of what God has planned for your life. It can only get better. And while you're on the waiting list, you need to learn to praise Him while you wait and glorify Him while you wait. Can I preach it like I feel it for a few minutes? I feel like lifting Him up tonight. I don't care where you're standing. God's getting ready to turn it around. Can I get some praise in the house? See, I feel the power of God. You got to get through it. Get through it and don't be bitter. Get through it and don't be angry. It's just another thing that God's arranged to take you to the next level. Reach over and just touch somebody and say, I'm going there, because God's getting ready to turn it around. I feel a shift in the Holy Ghost. I see a cloud like a man's hand, and He's getting ready to soak this house with His anointing. I want you to take 60 seconds and I want you to lift your hands and say, God, everybody knows where I am. The enemy knows where I am. My friends know where I am. The world knows where I am. The co-workers I work with know where I am.
But God, if you'll just turn it around, I'll go from being the tail to being the head. I'll go from being the end of the line to the engine that drives the line. Everybody look at me. The doors are open. It's time to step in them. This is what the Lord moved on my heart with the other day. Man, Brother Danny, I was getting hit from all sides. I felt like I was getting stoned. I looked to the right, I was getting popped. Looked to the left, I was getting popped. And I was trying to turn around and watch my back. And this is what the Lord spoke to me. He said, the only thing behind you is my goodness and my mercy. He said, stop looking behind you, because goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He said, Brandon, things are going to get better. You just can't get bitter. I said, better, not bitter. God said, I know you're going through some stuff. I know the road's been rough. I know they've been all over you. But God told me to tell you, it's your season for him to turn it around. Brother John, I said, God, what about my enemies? Tell me about my enemies. He said, you need to start lifting your hands and praising me for every one of your enemies. For I prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemies. Thank God for your enemies. They get you fed. They get you blessed. This is what God began to move on me, and I'm almost done. We're fighting to hold on. And he said, you go tell my people that they're holding on. They are the holding on to stuff bunch of people in the world. Pentecostals are terrified to lose anything. We grasp it until our knuckles are white. If we get it, we do everything we can not to lose it, because we hate to lose. It could have run its course 20 years ago, hadn't benefited you in 15, but I can't lose it, because what does that say about me? But don't look at what's dropping off and out of your life. Look at what's coming. I was praying the other day, and God spoke to me, and he said, here's what's stopping me from anointing you with a fresh anointing. I said, what is it, God? He said, I never put new wine in old wineskins. He said, I'm not dropping off a new anointing onto your life just to augment and enhance yesterday's anointing. But I'm getting ready to do a new thing in your life. And it's not the aggregate. It's a fresh anointing, and it's a new anointing. You can't amass it. It's new and fresh for today. He said, yesterday's anointing won't benefit you in the place I'm taking you. You got to have a new anointing. I saw this, and I've never seen it before. The Apostle Paul said, I die daily. And so what I did was, I got down and I started praying, God, I need to die today. I got to die today. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, it's not enough for you to lay the old man on the altar and kill it today as a sacrifice. He said, but you got to let me resurrect you. God said, I need to die today. I need to die to my flesh and my sin and attitude. God said, it's not enough for you to die today. I have to resurrect you. You got to die out to the old so I can resurrect you into the new. This is what God's trying to tell me. I'm not just trying to add something to what you've already experienced. I'm getting ready to give you a whole new level of experience. But in order to receive, you've got to let go and drop off some stuff. Because whatever's coming is going to make up for everything you lost along the way. Everything I'm giving you is going to be better than what you lost along the way. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. I said, God, here I am. I need you to turn it around. I've been living last too long. I'm ready to see life from the front of the line and not the back of the line. And see, Megan, what I always thought was that God was going to maneuver me. He was going to take, you know, like a race car driver that's at the end, and then you get in this curve and you pass one, and then you pass two, and then you pass, and then after you pass about 20 cars, you're at the front. I thought that's how God was going to do it. God said, that's not how I do it. He said, I take the last, and I don't make them 11th, and I don't make them 8th, and I don't make them 5th. He said, what I do is in one moment you're at the end, and then I turn it around, and you're standing at the beginning, looking at the new, with fresh vision and fresh anointing. So this message tonight is for the stagnant Pentecostal. It's for the Pentecostal that's been praying and it feels like your prayers hit the ceiling tile and land on the floor at your feet. It's for the Pentecostal that feels like your anointing that used to be so fresh and so real and so vibrant is now feeling stale and outdated and antiquated, and your prayers don't seem to be hitting the mark anymore. Anybody ever been where I am? Anybody ever been in a place where it feels like you're at the end and you're no longer at the beginning? The Holy Ghost spoke to me in prayer and I wrote it down. He said, get ready, son. I know you feel like you're at the end, and I know you feel like you're the caboose, but you're about to be the engine that drives this thing. I know it seems like everybody's just waiting on you to pass so they can get on with their life, but I'm about to take you from the end of the line and flip the line and put you at the beginning, and you're going to drive this thing. You're going to walk in anointing. You're going to walk in. I'm preaching to somebody right now that needs to throw your hands in the air and lift your voice and say, God, I feel like I'm at the end, but you're about to give me a new beginning. Give me some apostolic Holy Ghost filled women to lay hands on Salissa right now. God's getting ready to turn it around. Everybody say this with me right now. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on the scene and turn it around. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on the scene and turn it around. I'm at the end, but I want to be at the beginning. Justin, I want you to lift your hands. God's going to give you the Holy Ghost tonight. God's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost right now. Give me some men that'll go back there and pray with Justin. God wants to turn it around.